Welcome to Ink and Immortality, a podcast where the voices of English poetry echo across time. I'm Roham Saidi, and today we begin with the one whose ink never faded, whose words made kings and fools immortal, the bard of all bards, William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare was born in 1564 in the quiet town of Stratford-upon-Avon, England. Not much is known about his early years, but by his 20s, he was in London, an actor, a playwright, and a quiet revolutionist of the stage. In a time of plagues, a royal intrigue and religious tension, he wrote comedies, tragedies and histories that still shape how we tell stories today. Though he died in 1616, his influence only grew. In a sense, he never really left. Though many know him for his plays, Shakespeare was first and always a poet. His 154 sonnets speak of love, aging, betrayal, beauty and the passing of time. His language is musical and layered, filled with metaphor, rhythm, and astonishing insight. He didn't just describe the world, he transformed it with words. He gave the English language hundreds of phrases we still use today. Break the ice, wild goose chase, and wear your heart on your sleeve. But more than that, he gave voice to human emotion in all its depth. Among his most beloved works is Sonnet 18, a poem that seeks to immortalize beauty through verse. It begins with lines you might already know. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. In just four lines, he captures the fleeting nature of seasons, and the even more fleeting nature of human beauty. But Shakespeare believed poetry could preserve what life could not. And also in The Tempest, perhaps his final farewell to the stage, he writes, "We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep." A soft goodbye from a man who knew the power of words to linger after the speaker is gone. William Shakespeare's quill may have stirred four centuries ago, but his ink is still writes us today. He made language immortal, and through it made us all a little more human. This has been Ink and Immortality, where poetry defies time, and every verse leaves a mark. Join me next time as we meet another timeless soul, William Wordsworth, the poet who turned nature into music.